We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Joined now by an Alabama legend and now an analyst on the SEC Network, Roman Harper. And Roman, it's great to see you. Roll Tide, how's everything going?
It's doing well, man. How are you doing? It's been a good day for me, just getting back to Charlotte. I was in back home in Prattville over the weekend playing in a golf tournament for Marlon Anderson. So it was really good.
That's outstanding. I'm sure a really great time this past weekend. And for you this past year, what's it been like getting to work for the SEC Network and get kind of a different view of college football from the media side of things?
Well, it was a great experience. Just the fact that, you know, I've always watched SEC football, I've always followed it, but now actually really having to dive into it, not just be a fan of your college or your university, but everybody else, and getting all the little nuances, the personalities, the players from all the different schools. I really enjoyed it. I've always loved the game of football, so now I actually get to talk about it and share my opinions and my knowledge, and not just about the one team that I really truly root for.
And that's the Alabama Crimson Tide. Well, again, you did a great job on the SEC Network and getting to watch this Alabama team. What can you just tell us, first of all, your perspective of the journey this group went through, the uncertainty whether or not we'd even have a season, to having one of the best seasons Alabama's ever had?
To me, it just seemed it was like player led. I felt that this team had all the players at the right positions to come back. They made that decision when they all could have probably, you know, went their junior year, but they decided to come back for senior years, and they looked like a senior-led team, that the best players on the team were the older guys, and that they were great people as well. So it's really easy to have, you know, really good players, especially young players, kind of get in line. When your best players are good people, really good things seem to happen on those teams. And each team every year kind of takes its own personality, has its own journey. And if you play football enough, you've been on enough teams to understand that everything's different, and it only takes the ball. It's an oblong football that kind of bounces every single odd way. It doesn't just roll forward. It doesn't just roll backwards. So the ball has to kind of roll in your favor. I felt that Alabama had a lot of great breaks this year. Defensively, they played better, maybe not officially overall with numbers, but when the opportunity arose, they made big plays defensively by forcing turnovers in key situations and really getting their offense back on the field. I think Alabama and Nick Saban did a really great job of really changing their personality as a team, as a university, saying, hey, we're going to be offensive minded first. We're going to try and go out there. We want to score points at a high level and really put pressure on other teams and try and make them keep pace with this offense that they had last year that played at a phenomenal pace. I mean, all the players that were drafted, that just lets you know how good this team was last year. And they deserve all the credit in the world, going out there winning 10 SEC games, the SEC championship, and then going out there and dominating the way that they did in the playoffs and the championship game. They deserve all the credit in the world. And it really goes back to the players on that team, that they all bought in for one cause. And they all said that they went back to either improve their draft status or try and win a championship. And I'm sure every single one of them did every single bit of that.
You mentioned the defense was so good last year and really young. That's what a lot of people talked about all throughout the year. This is a really young defensive team. What's it going to be like when they're tested? Well, they passed all the tests they had throughout the year. And now you got to like for this Alabama team that this fall, the defense is really a strength because these guys have played so much SEC football.
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, you look at guys like a Christian Harris, who's been starting for 2 years already and has a whole bunch of tackles under his name. And he'll be moving over probably to the mic. Will Anderson coming off the edge. He and the other defense in Smith. I mean, these guys should really be able to get after the quarterback. And that's going to alleviate some pressure on the backside and on the defensive backfield side. So they just got to all come together. You know, every year I look at Alabama's defense and see what they got coming up, who's going to be next in line. And that's what they do. I really like the fact that last year it looked like they played a lot more zone defense early down situation, first and second down, allowing them to really be better against the run because you get to see plays, you know, develop in front of you instead of playing man-to-man where you got to watch your man and then your run fit is based upon that. So I like what they did. I thought they switched up some things schematically last year. I thought the kids really bought in. And now you're looking to that defense to kind of lead it. But I'm just being honest. I just think the rules in the NCAA don't allow you to play just dominating defense anymore. Nobody has – there's no advantage to defense anymore. So you got to be stout. You got to be good. But you really have to focus in on playing really good red zone defense. So holding teams to field goals, because field goals don't win you ball games. You got to hold teams to field goals in the red zone, and you got to force turnovers. So if they can get turnovers, which is what I thought that they did the best in 2020, was force turnovers in crucial situations every game. That is what this team has to do this year if they want to continue to compete. And then eventually their offense will be able to catch up to the success of the defense.
Again, in your role with the SEC Network as an analyst, you're seeing all these different SEC teams, and you kept seeing out of Tennessee one dynamic playmaker, and that was Henry Toutou, the linebacker that now transfers into Alabama. Just what do you feel like he can bring to this defense?
Well, I think he can immediately come in and play because the system is just the same as where he just left. So he can come in and slide right in, even if he's playing the mic or the will. I wouldn't mind him playing the mic because now it's no pressure on Christian Harris. He just continues to do exactly what he's been doing the previous two seasons and just kind of let him continue to grow from there. I saw Dylan Moses take a slip when he went from the wheel to the mic. So I don't want to see that same thing happen with Christian Harris. I know Dylan was injured, but still, it's just an easy transition. But yes, Henry Toutou plays with a lot of – he's smart. He plays with a lot of instincts. He plays fast. He runs all over the field, and he's a playmaker on defense. So it's going to be easy transition just knowing that the defensive similarities. And once again, the rich just continue to get richer at Alabama.
Certainly do. Well, let's take a step back in time for a moment, go back to your playing days. You mentioned Prattville earlier. Just what made you decide on Alabama? And there were a lot of teams that were after you, but what ultimately made Alabama the right fit for you, Roman?
Oh, well, it came down to three things. And I tell everybody to this day, it was, you know, the mind of an 18-year-old is kind of amazing looking back on it. So number one was the colors at Alabama were similar to my colors at high school in Prattville. So I knew I looked good in it. So that was like, okay, it's similar. I thought about going to Auburn, but blue and orange, I just didn't know how it would feel. It's like, it's a different color.
You had that really Instagram mindset back then, man.
I did. And before it was even available, I was already thinking that. All right, well, the colors are similar, so I know I look good. Cool, boom. All right, and then Alabama was Nike. Auburn was Russell Athletic, and that was an upgrade. So I had Russell Athletic in high school, so I was kind of beyond that. I was ready to move up. So that was another thing. And then my DB coach, I liked him better at the time than I did Auburn's DB coach. So Chris Thurman was his name. He actually is still coaching. He's actually helping over at Oklahoma State now as an analyst over there. And we still communicate to this day. And he would always come by. My mom would cook some dinner and stuff when he'd come by and see me as the recruiting trail. So just those personal relationships. That is exactly why I chose Alabama. Those three reasons.
And then what are you most proud of when you look back on your career at Alabama?
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You know how much fun I had, and it's not even so much like my teammates. Like, I still talk to most of my teammates, but all the relationships I made throughout the city of Tuscaloosa that I can still go back and they can still talk about all the times we had off the field and getting to hang out. Look, I hung out a lot when I was in Tuscaloosa, and maybe I was there way too long and 5 years, but I really got to enjoy that part of my college experience. And, you know, maybe not as winning as many games as I would hope to have liked if we have won, but when it all said and done, you know, I still had a great career. I had a great time when I was there. I look back and I don't have any regrets, and it's, you know, I controlled what I could control. And that was my play personally. And we played a lot of games and played a lot of plays, and I made a lot of tackles. So it's fun. And, you know, I don't really talk about all the tackles and all that other stuff. For me, it's more about the relationships that I got to meet through football. And even when I go to the compliance office and walking around the complex now, the people that I still remember, and they still remember me just being a college student there and the times we got to spend. And even talking about my parents and how much influence in them going to all the games, they still ask about those things. So to me, that is what I remember and take from the most.
Are you glad you were part of a group that really established Bryant Denny Stadium? Obviously, there had been games here and there throughout the years in Tuscaloosa, but the big games were always at Legion Field in Birmingham. But you were part of a group that really helped establish Bryant Denny Stadium's culture that we have today. Are you pretty proud of that?
Yeah, I never even thought about that. You're right. We had a couple games in Legion Field my freshman year, and then after that, it was all in Tuscaloosa. I guess they don't go back to Legion Field anymore, so you're right about that. I never ever actually thought about it that way, but, you know, we were part of some different times in Alabama, and it took a really unique group of guys that stayed really close-knit. We stayed together. We didn't let all the outside factors kind of pull us apart, you know, and none of us left. We were there through 3 head coaches. We were there through how many different defensive coordinators, how many different defensive back coaches I had. It didn't really matter because of the guys that I had beside me. Those are my brothers, and I couldn't imagine going anywhere else or going through anything, any kind of turmoil with anybody else at that time. And because of the people that I had around me, it's what allowed us to get through it. We stuck together, and we didn't care about who was coaching us, because at the end of the day, the same players were going to be playing, and the players are the ones that help you win games. You look at any great coach, he's got some really great players around him.
Well, before I let you go, Roman, do want to ask about one specific play. It was the 2005 Tennessee-Alabama game. Corey Anderson catches a screen pass. You start running right at him, knock the ball out of the back of the end zone, a touchback, and of course, Alabama goes on to win. Just kind of walk me through that play from your perspective.
Well, number one, they ran that same screen play early in the game and had another really big game. So they caught us in the defense. I couldn't even tell you what the defense is. It doesn't even matter. So, yes, I mean, it opens up. And it's just me and him. And my goal was to just try and, you know, just try and throw a body. I just threw my body at him. I didn't even know. I heard the crowd go crazy. I actually thought he ran me over because that was the Tennessee side right there. So they were kind of in that side over there by the end zone. And I thought he ran me over. So I got up and I saw my teammates celebrating. So I was like, okay. So then I started kind of celebrating too. And I got to the sideline and I asked Anthony Madison, we sat down on the bench together. I was like, what happened? He's like, dude, somebody knocked the ball out. I don't know who it was, but he fumbled the ball. I was like, whoa. So I thought like, okay, somebody came on after me and like got it out. And then we looked at the Jumbotron and we saw the replay and it was me. And I was just like, oh shoot. And Madison was like, dude, you knocked it out. So yeah, and it kind of happened. And I remember like it was yesterday. He was like, dude, that's like a Daniel Moore play right there. And lo and behold, it was. And that's pretty much why everybody always remembers me. I walk around and I've seen that painting all over places, and people talk to me about just that one play and they can tell you where they were at most times. And I'm just glad Brody and DJ Hall complete the pass
to at least get us a field goal. Cause man, we could not score. I couldn't imagine playing, you know, Alabama winning a game 6-3 now, but that's what we had to do back then. And it was great to be a part of it. And that's what I thought. The remembering thing is that I thought he ran me over.
Well, I mean, that play, people love it because it really embodies who you were as a player. I mean, the announcers talked about it on the TV replay I watched getting ready for this interview. They kept mentioning Corey Anderson's weight and your weight and how fearless you were just going after the football. I mean, that had to be a huge collision when you were able to knock into him right there.
Yeah, it was. And the crazy thing was the ball was not supposed to go that way. Like, I hit him at the angle. I hit him. My helmet clearly went straight on the football and flew out. Look, I was not scared of him. I mean, he was a lot bigger than me, but, you know, you don't get to think when you're out there playing football, man. I just go and I fly around and I've hit people big and hit people small. And, you know, at the biggest thing like that, you know, when you got somebody that big, it's just where you hit them. They're all going to go down. You got to keep chopping at that tree, and you go low, he's going to go down. He can't run without his legs. So that's what I was shooting for. And the ball just flew out the other way. And I mean, I don't feel bad for Corey Anderson, but I had an NFL teammate, a Super Bowl teammate of mine, Marvin Mitchell, played linebacker on that Tennessee team. And when he became my teammate in New Orleans, he just would always like, I can't believe that was you. That was really you that did that. And he's like, man, they never let Corey Anderson touch the ball again. So I kind of messed up dude's career from that, but it was what it was. I mean, it ascended my career and kind of took his away. And they're all winners and losers in life. And I guess I was a winner on that one.
Certainly were. Well, Roman, again, thank you so much for your time catching up with us on Crimson Drive. And just what's coming up for you this summer, getting ready for the fall? More SEC Network work, I'm sure.
Yeah, man, looking forward to it. SEC Media Days are coming up, so that'll be the next thing on the agenda. We just had the NFL draft. That was a great experience. My first time on TV covering a live draft at the time, and all the SEC guys getting drafted. I think it was a great experience for me. Not only that, but I just kind of takes you back to when I got my name called, what I was doing, where I was at, and just how happy and excited I am for all those young men that got to get their names called, their families, their friends, their loved ones. For so many years, you don't get rewarded for pouring into those young people and, you know, cheering and traveling with your, you know, parents traveling and friends being there for you and supporting you. And everybody gets to celebrate when you get your name called. And it's such a great moment to share with your family and friends. And I just kind of recall that. And, you know, now SEC Media Days, really looking forward to that. The new coaches, who's going to be the next up and coming. I'm really looking forward to it. I just want to see what Lane Kiffin's going to do at Ole Miss, how Heupel's going to do at Tennessee. How is he going to get this thing rolling? And there's so many other different questions about going forward. How does Alabama defensively continue to keep this thing going strong? Those would be the questions I'm looking forward to getting answered.
Well, we'll look forward to it again. Roman, thank you for your time today, and hopefully we can catch up with you again down the road. Roll Tide.
Thanks, man. Roll Tide. Can't wait to be back on the Capstone soon.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.